This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Fay Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
Well, I'm living in the heat of Texas, you know? I mean, I can't say enough about it, how hot it is. Can you believe this week it's 110, 112?
I cannot.
I mean, for real.
That's the temperature. That's not even like the heat index or anything like that. So.
No, that's just how hot it was.
Jeez.
And you cannot touch your car doors. I mean, and if I wasn't having the car start, before I got in it, you know, I'm using my phone and making the car start and cooling down. You couldn't get in a car otherwise.
I know. You'll burn your fingers. And then even once
That's
you
right.
get inside, is the air is so thick, you could potentially, you know, burn your lungs. And there's all kinds of dangerous things that happen. It's people that work outside. I mean, golly, I don't know how you even work in the daytime heat with that. It's dangerous.
I'm hearing that a lot of companies were working at night.
Really?
You know,
oh, wow.
And now roofing companies are the most dangerous.
Yeah.
They've got people out here on roofs as hot as it is.
Jeez.
That is a scary, scary deal.
Yeah, it is. And it's even hotter up there with all the, you know, the shingles and all that. I mean, it's just...
Oh, yes.
Oh, my word.
I mean, people are going to be falling off these roofs, I'm afraid.
Golly. I can't believe it.
And then the little kids are going at night, and they're practicing flag football. They're getting ready for school. Now, our little school couldn't even open because it's Bartonville, city of Bartonville, and it's in a church. This church rented it out to the school a couple of years ago. And they said you have to have a sprinkler system or you will not open.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was $120,000 for them.
Jeez. Wow.
And they had to raise that this summer, which they did. And now they're putting this in at night, and they couldn't even open last week because they didn't have it finished.
Oh, my.
Who would wait till the end of summer to put a sprinkler system in?
I know it. And it's just...
I mean, that is crazy.
That's cutting it close.
It's cutting it close. And yesterday I was driving by there, and they even had their children out there taking things to the trash. I go, oh, my gosh.
Are you serious?
I mean... I'm serious. Everybody was working. I'm going, oh, my gosh.
Wow.
And then the coach calls and says, well, we need to practice. So they're going up there at night and practicing flag football.
Jeez.
And we're talking about second graders, little bitty kids.
Yeah. Wow. I mean,
oh, my gosh.
Even after the sun goes down, I mean, it's still really, really hot. You know, even 7, 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night, it's still, you know, temperatures are dangerously warm.
It is. It's really hot. I don't even know what time it cools down. Maybe 10.
Yeah. Maybe October.
This is going to be a summer to remember, folks.
Yeah, it is. Jeez. Well, if it makes you feel any better, we're only, what, a little over 2 months away from Halloween, and usually by Halloween it's a little bit cooler.
You're always thinking about Halloween. Well, oh, my gosh.
I'm just trying to find something a little bit good. I did see Halloween candy, though. I think I mentioned that last week, but there is Halloween candy.
You did,
candy
and
out.
I just couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I thought it was some kind of mistake.
Yeah.
That you looked at and thought it was Halloween candy.
I did.
But you've assured me it really is.
It is. And to make it even worse, I did see some of the Reese's Christmas trees at a store the other day. I swear to God, I'm not lying. I saw the Christmas trees.
Yeah, I find that very hard to believe.
Yeah.
Do you think you're hallucinating?
Well, it might be the heat that makes my brain a little bit fried.
That's what I'm afraid of. The heat has finally got to you, and you're seeing things that are not even there.
That might be what it is.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com. And that reminds me, we're going to work on that website, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
We just spent a little bit of time on there and thought, you know, it probably could use some updating. Yeah. We'll
I think it could. I mean, I didn't realize we have not updated the website. I don't want to say how many years, but it's been a while. Oh, my gosh.
Well, it'll be all nice and fancy when you're done.
Yeah, we need to fancy it up and get the kinks out of it. It's
yeah.
Got a couple of kinks that we need to iron out.
I'm surprised. Usually people will, when they see something that may be weird or that they're confused about, they usually tell you something, and I'm kind of... you haven't had any.
Nobody's ever said a word.
Yeah.
And it is a little messed up. It takes you to FayeBagby.com, and we don't know why. It didn't used to do this. It just went to the website, and you were on it. And now it goes over here to the right side and does something else. But we're going to get it fixed.
It's a surprise on a Saturday morning, that's for sure.
That's right. It is a surprise. I mean, that's what happens when I don't go to my own website and check on it.
I know it. Mama's got to be watching all the time.
I know. I always just thought it was right. So, I know the lawyers have approved it. Everybody's approved it. You know, the wording, everything's right. But I didn't check on it in the last few years. I just thought it was okay. But it's time for a big facelift.
We'll get that taken care of.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Oh. Well, you know, let's talk about money today.
Yeah.
You know, I've been seeing the stock market shimmy and shammy and going down, falling. The rates banks are paying. Everybody's talking about that. And, you know, our companies, both of them that we do, are stable. We don't have all that. You know, we don't have the plunging rates. They talked about how much people's 401ks have lost in the last year. Talked about that this week because of the stock market. You know, everybody forgets that all of us ordinary people, they have money in 401ks, and they can't do a thing about it unless they take it out. And some companies will not let you take it out till you've been there like 15 years or when you leave. So they're at their mercy lots of times. But the rest of the people aren't. And, you know, they can get out of the stock market. They can do something else a lot more conservative than that dadgum stock market.
Jeez.
You know, it's for the people that love the risk. If you love risk, the stock market's a place to be.
You know,
I mean, it's just simple.
It's we all know that the stock market's gone up and down for, you know, really since the beginning of time. It's not a new concept, but it just seems like the last several years, even, you know, maybe, you know, 5 years or maybe even more than that, maybe even since 2008, it just seems like the extremes are more extreme than they used to be. You'd have a little bit of up, a little bit of down. It kind of, you know, your normal ebbs and flows. But now it just seems like when it goes down, people lose a lot of money, and then the recovery is so much more, how do you say? It's
takes
harder.
Longer, let's
yeah,
say.
Yeah.
And of course, this week, you know, they thought they might downgrade banks some more. So that scared everybody.
Oh.
A lot of the REITs are closing down because they've invested in office buildings. And, you know, right now, a lot of these office buildings, they're losing all their tenants. I would hate to live in San Francisco.
Oh, my.
I mean, they were fixing to build this huge office building, $1 billion. stop construction. They said, we don't have enough people to lease it to even continue to finish it. We cannot finish it with the economy in San Francisco like it is, because they thought they could just fill this billion-dollar building up. They said, we don't have enough tenants to even go forward.
Wow. So they just have to walk away.
They can't even get tenants. They're going to walk away and just leave it there until things come back. And I don't know how long that'll be, because all the retail in downtown San Francisco, they've already left.
Yeah.
They're gone. And you know, the Hilton, that one is closing. And they're giving it back to the lender. And there was another hotel, they gave it back to the lender.
Wow.
And so San Francisco downtown, I think, is a lost cause, maybe for years to come. So when we talk about money, you know, we're not invested in office buildings. We're not in retail, thank goodness. We don't have all these things happening to us, like all these people have got stockholders, and stockholders are fed up,
mm-hmm.
and they're bailing out of these public companies, like Target. They've lost so much money, stockholders are suing them over
really?
All their dumb things they've done. They
wow.
just, they've done a lot of dumb things. It's like the Coors Light. That company has lost so much money that the original people are going to buy it back.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
The heirs said they're going to come forward and buy it back and get it back like to profitability.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that.
And they made so many mistakes on that that the heirs are going to buy it out.
Jeez.
They said, you know, we had a good company. They came in here and did all this bad stuff, and we're just going to buy it back.
What is it? Is it just between that and Target? Is it just poor management? Is it security issues? Because I know at Target, I know we were talking about like profit or losses, you know, too much merchandise walking out or whatever it was.
It's some people that don't know how to run a company, let's face it.
That's what it
they
is.
They come up with all these wonderful new ideas. It's called progressives.
Mm.
And these progressives wanted to cater to certain people. And instead of just, you know, we cater to the masses, the moms, the pops, the kids. It was always that type of store. It was like a Walmart. And they were in competition with Walmart. And then they just went off the rails. And, you know, if you've got somebody running your company that's got strange ideas on merchandising, it's going to cost you millions of dollars. It's kind of like Neiman Marcus, which was the greatest store ever envisioned by the Neiman family. And, you know, they put it in bankruptcy. It came out of bankruptcy. They've had problems ever since. They can't get their act together. And a lot of the people that run these companies should be doing something else. They're in the wrong line of work, because they're not making the companies any money. You know, that's what I like about what we do. You know, it's a simple thing. It's a life insurance policy from large life insurance companies. They have more money than banks. They have more money than anybody. And, you know, we buy policies on people that have cancer. You know, they're short term. They make good money. And it's a safe investment. It's not like going out here investing in a hotel or, you know, a big office building and then it empties out. It's not that way. And, you know, we get health information. We give the life expectancy to our clients. We show them, you know, and then they sit there when it comes due. Again, our trustee, which is Nevada Trust, puts it in their account and pays them. I think it's so much better system than personally, being in the stock market.
Yeah.
It's just not the same risk.
You know, it's just like so many things seem to affect other sectors and other industries, you know, whether it's, you know, like you were talking about with some companies, whether it's poor management or, you know, maybe, you know, some kind of economic factors or some people never recovered from the COVID thing. And then other people had to change how they do business, and retail has changed. Restaurants have changed, you know, coming out the other side of COVID. And so that's kind of affected things as well. And so there's all these other factors. It seems like the only thing that isn't affected by anything, and I think probably in the last 5 or 6 or 7 years, we've seen almost everything, you know, that we can possibly imagine affect the economy. Even through all these things, living through them in real time, the only thing that hasn't been affected or changed or altered at all is life settlements. It still holds steady no matter what the situation is.
That's right. And I was just thinking about Bed Bath & Beyond. You know, this used to be one of my favorite stores. It was a lot of people, millions of people. And, of course, they went out of business. Can you believe another company bought the name and is going to sell it online?
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's just it's strange things are happening. But a lot of these companies have went out of business. And this is one of the few that somebody said, we're going to buy their name and do it online.
What? So there'll be no retail stores. It'll all be strictly
It's going to be an online store.
Wow.
And you know, there's a lot of risk in retail. There's a lot of risk in building houses, you know, because when the interest rates get real high, people don't buy all these houses,
yeah.
You know, unless they really have a lot of money. And I see that the average house around here is about 800,000. And it's 800 to a million right now. And can you imagine, do they finance those or are they paying cash? I just can't figure it out.
I don't know. That'd be
I've seen two segments. One's already built out, and it was 800 to $1 million. It's built out. They've already bought all those. Now they're going to build across the road. And I'm thinking, there must be an awful lot of people that have that much money for a house.
Yeah.
I mean, used to a house, I can remember when a house was $350,000.
Yeah. Remember back in the
good
old days?
That's how far back I go, you know?
Back when we walked up a hill both ways.
That's
with
right.
Shoes.
That's right. And that's when you just, you know, had a house that had like 2,600. You know, the lot was fairly small, had two or three garages. That's all there was to it.
Yeah.
And now everybody has a fire pit. They have an outdoor fireplace, a pool. I mean, houses come with everything now.
Yeah. Basic standards have changed a lot.
They have. And it's an expensive proposition compared to what it used to be.
Yeah. And boy,
tuition has gone up.
Oh.
And there is a lot of private schools now. There's one out here for me. It's called Liberty, Liberty Christian. It's got over 1,000 kids going to school there. And you know how small area this is, less than 4,000 people. I don't know where they come from. And the tuition is $22,000 per child.
Oh, wow.
And then you have to give a donation of $2,000. And that doesn't include all your sports.
Oh, wow.
In a small town, I don't know where in the heck the 1,000 kids are coming from.
Jeez.
I can't figure it out.
You know,
but here, there is 4 private schools.
Really?
In this small, small area. Yes.
And they're full. I'm sure there's a waiting list for all of them.
Yes. Our school, this little school, had a waiting list before the start of school, and kids were trying to get in. They had to go on the waiting list.
Good Lord.
I mean, that's just the way it is. And times have changed. You know, used to, everybody went to public school, and the taxes, as you know, they're coming down. But school taxes have been so high, it's been ridiculous. And this affects everybody's livelihood and what they can afford to spend. And, you know, when you're saving money for retirement, you know, you have to factor in everything. You have to say, what is the safest way that I can retire and have enough money to live until, you know, I leave this earth. And so you have to think about it. What's the best way for my retirement money to be invested? Mm. And I think, you know, a life settlement is one of the safest things. You know, it makes good money. It has some risk, but there's small risk. The risk of it going over now is almost null and void because we've changed it so much. We have some policies that did go over in the past, but they're not going over now hardly at all. You know, we had one mature this week, a $400,000 policy.
Oh, wow.
It was on time. We've had several in the last 2 or 3 months. All of them were on time. And then we've had some of our older ones mature. The TAN policy really wasn't over, and that's a $2 million one. That will be in the bank, they said, by the 28th.
Oh, wow.
So they've given us an update on that. But if you can make 1% a month, you know, it's a pretty good deal. If it's a 24-month policy, you're going to make 24% at least. Sometimes on 24, you'll make 30%. Sometimes if it's 16, you know, you'll actually make 20 or 21, depending what we can buy the policy for. That's the secret, you know. And these cancer policies, we've got one we're looking at now. It's a small one. They've given the woman 16 months.
Wow.
And, of course, we're going to give it a little more than that just to be sure. But breast cancer, again, is such a big deal with us. We've done so much breast cancer, and all but one has come in on time. Because it's that second go-around on breast cancer. It's not the first time. It's when it comes back that you know it's going to be deadly.
It almost...
The first time you may live 3 or 4 years. That the second time, you don't have a lot of time.
I don't have data to back it up. It just kind of seems like the impression that I have is that particular kind also is one that people tend to procrastinate a little bit more. They'll go to, you know, other countries, try different types of things that just, they don't work, and it ends up prolonging things faster. It seems
it
like,
does.
Yeah, like that in particular more than others.
And this one, when I read the information about her, it told, you know, it's in her ribs now. Mm. It's in a lot of different places, and now it's in her brain. And that's usually the last straw, you know, because remember, it's going through your lymph nodes all through your body, and that's how it spreads. And if you don't do anything, like I read part of the report, and she said, well, she didn't want to do that right now. She wanted to hold off on that one. And they were trying to do about 3 different cancer drugs. And, well, no, she wouldn't hold off. But, you know, you hold off a little while, and then you're going to be almost to the grave. It's a sad thing to say, but it's the truth. And our investors, you know, they're conservative. That's why they do the breast cancer. They do the stomach cancer, pancreatic. And they want a good return, but they don't want the risk of the stock market. They don't want to hear about the stock market. They took their money out before retirement. Then a lot of them, when they retired, they had a lump sum, and they put it with us. So a lot of investors are not the risky type. They're not going to run out here, get involved in the stock market just as it crashes, just as it goes down.
Yeah. And something to also, I think, probably bring to people's attention, especially since you have a lot of new people listening, where do the policies come from? Like, who's selling policies? Why are they selling their policy? How do they end up?
Okay, when we look at a policy, the people are saying, I need the cash. You know, I need it for treatment. Treatment's about $100,000 a month. So it is very expensive if you've got cancer. You should be out there fighting it with everything you've got. And, you know, people are going to go to Mayo. They're going to go to down here to Houston. Or they're going to go to Miami. You know, the biggest cancer places is where people should be going. But a lot of them will go to a regional place, a smaller place, and they just don't have the drugs. They don't have the know-how, you know, to deal with this. And so they come to us and say, you know, I've got 24 months. I need to sell this and get on with this and see what I can do to save myself. And then, like Barry Chase, he waited too long. Barry Chase came to us last summer. He couldn't make a decision. So he went off somewhere and did some traveling and then came back. We agreed to buy it. We go to escrow. And my gosh, they said he had, a year and a half to live. He went to hospice immediately. Jeez, he was so ill.
That's fast.
And, it just happened too fast. We had to put the money back in the client's accounts and get them another policy. But that's the first time in several months that we've had someone that was so sick that we couldn't even make it work. We've had people that have died 2 months after we've set it up, and they were wrong. Mr. Tan, the man that the money's coming next week, we got an LE, and they said he had two more years to live. He died 2 months after that.
Wow.
So sometimes they're wrong. Sometimes we're wrong on how long they're going to live. So it's a waiting game to see, we set back, we wait for it to mature and get paid. That's how simple it is. When people go into these policies, we give them all the information we can. We give them the LE. I read the medical. If they have questions, they can call me. I can go back through the medical and look it up, what their questions are. We try to use the best life expectancy companies there are. We've improved that a lot. The ones we're using now are the best.
And it's one of the things I think that draws people so much to the life settlement is that, you were talking about policies, coming in early. We were talking about economic factors before. Nothing affects the return on anybody's policy. So when they go in, you have a new policy, you present it to people. It's like, okay, here's a new policy. Would you like in? It has all the information. And one of those things is how much they're going to make when the policy does mature. Whether something happens in the economy, if the stock market crashes and the bottom falls out, it doesn't matter. If the policy comes in, way early, it doesn't matter. They still end up with the same amount of return, no matter what the situation, which is great.
That's exactly right. That's what I like. It doesn't matter if it comes in early, late, or on time. If it was 24%, you're going to get the 24%.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Whatever the contract calls for, that's what you're going to get. And the nice thing is, before you ever start the policy, we put it in writing right then and say, okay, it's $1 million policy. This is the type of cancer it is. This is the lady's age. This is what the percentage is. If it goes over, this is what it'll cost you. This is what the premiums are. You know everything in advance. We don't leave all this to speculation. And you also know that the trustee handles the cash. It's never made out to us. Every check is made to Nevada Trust. The money goes there. They handle it. They handle our money and yours. We always have a third party taking care of the cash. They make the premium payments. They get the money in. The check comes to them when the people die, and they put it in everybody's account. And we send them a spreadsheet saying, this is how much they've got coming. This is how much interest was paid when the person died. And every company pays a different amount of interest on those accounts at death. So we can't always say it's going to be this much interest or that much because they all have a different amount.
Hmm. I can't think of any other type of investment at all that has this much information going in on the front end, and it's not variable information. It doesn't change. It's not like, well, today it's this, and in 2 months it might be this. It's consistent. So when people see what we used to call page 14, which is now what, second page from the end, I think, which is where all
it's way back through the end. I don't know how it happened, but it is.
They moved it.
And the other thing I love is it's not like when you're in the stock market, you don't make your own decisions. Mm. Somebody else is calling the shots every day. Whatever they like, they invest in it.
Yeah.
It's not you investing. With us, you make the choice every time. It's up to you. Do you like the policy? Do you not like it? Is LE good? you know, and you can ask questions. You can call me and say, Faye, I want to know about this. And, you know, lately I've had several people call. When we were doing the Barry Chase policy, a gentleman called me that had not invested in quite a long time. And he called me and he said, Faye, you sent this out. I'm considering it. What do you think? I said, I think it's a really, really good policy. I was right, but it was too short. I mean, we didn't have a chance to do it because he was so ill. But, you know, people call, they ask me my opinion, I give it to them. Or if there's something I can look up, I will. You know, however I can help the client, I'm going to do it.
You know, and
because, you know, we're here to make them money.
Exactly. I mean, you said something a minute ago that really kind of like struck with me, it struck a chord, and I thought, wow, that's really, it's brilliant. I like to do business this way. You like to do business this way. And I think a lot of other people like to do business where, okay, you are the professional, and here's the information, here's the data, here's our recommendation, but ultimately the client or the investor in this case is the one who makes the decision. Here you go with the facts, and then here's our recommendation, but it's in their control. It's not like the stock market, like you said, where, you know, somebody's just saying, okay, I'm going to do this, and it's like, what? People don't even know half the time what they're even in. They didn't make that decision. Whereas with a life settlement, you give them the facts. Here's the data. Here's your recommendation. I think this is a great policy. You should probably get into it, and then they can actually decide yes or no. So it's set up great.
Well, and, you know, we did so many big policies a couple of months ago, and we were shorthanded, and we like to never got the contracts out. I mean, we were working day and night to get the contracts out because there was so many. You know, we did that $5 million policy, and there were so many contracts to get out. I think there was 35 contracts.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, it took a while to get them out, and everybody was working on contracts trying to get them all out. We're still short a few on a couple of policies, but we're almost through. We've almost got them caught up. But you get a contract with every bit of the information every time you do a policy. And then you can always go online at Nevada Trust. You can look up everything you've got. With our new system, if you ask for a report and what it shows you've made, we can do it very quickly, which we couldn't before. It took a couple of days to get back to them. But I think it's one of the best investments I've ever been involved in because it is conservative. We don't have the risk that you do in other investments.
Yeah. It's very clean. It's very simple, very well organized, very well laid out, very informative, and it's stable and it's solid. And I think that's what really attracts people the most is the fact that it is conservative. Nothing affects it. It's in its own thing. Life insurance companies, they have the reserves on hand in case tons and tons of policies all of a sudden miraculously mature in the same day. They can pay them out. They don't say, well, you know, it's in Bob's house over here, or we lent it out over here. They actually have the reserves, which is very comforting and very, I guess, reassuring for a lot of investors as well. So that's really cool.
That's right. They have a lot more assets than banks do. I mean, they have so many millions and millions. That's why they're worth billions. When we look at their financial statements, it's billions, you know, 60 billion, 100 billion. They are huge. And it's because they're premium income. Their income is so fantastic. Nobody has the income that life insurance companies have, you know. And then they've got all these people that let them lapse. That's pure profit. About every 7 years, all these people let their policies lapse. They just decide not to pay premiums. When they do that, the company says, okay, there's another one. Mm-hmm. There's another one. It's just pure profit when that happens.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not like somebody, and even those that just decide, hey, you know, I'm gonna cancel my policy. It's not like the insurance company sends them that money back. It's just you're out. It's pure profit.
It's
for
gone.
Them, so, yeah,
you know, that was their profit, and they know from they have actuaries that figure this out. How many people will lapse? How many claims do we actually have to pay? And how much is our profit going in? And they know all this. And then they put up the reserves in case every one of them came due. And they're audited twice a year by federal and state. I mean, they're audited more than any bank ever thought about being audited.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is. They've always really guarded life insurance companies because it's people's money.
Yeah.
People've got their money in these policies. And so that's why they're so hard on them. You have to really be a big company to do this, and they are. They're huge.
Yeah. It is really tight from top to bottom, as it should be, because it's all there to protect people. And so, you know, people actually, you know, benefit greatly from all the rules and regulations. If maybe banks had those kinds of regulations, maybe things would be a little bit different in the banking world. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there.
And they're not loaning out money. That's what sets them apart. Yeah. Banks loan out money. That's why they're in trouble. They've got these office loans. They've got other kinds of loans. And they're looking at all those loans they've got and saying, well, how many of these are not going to be paid back? Well, you have to put up more more assets, and you better have them. They're talking now about making some of these smaller banks sell to the bigger banks.
Mm. Wow.
And but I love what we do. Everybody must be accredited to do this. They've got to make $200,000 a year or be worth $1 million without their house. So the government wants to be sure that it's sophisticated people. They have good assets that do this. They don't want someone doing this that's worth $25,000. You can't do it. And you've got to make $200,000 or be worth $1 million without your house.
And what's the minimum investment for life settlement?
$100,000.
All right. Cool.
So it's fairly small.
Yeah, and it's all about making money. That's what this is all about. It's Your Money with Faye Bagby, and your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
I hear you giggling when you say that.
I did, because I found out this morning it's going over here to FayeBagby.com. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's wrong. Oh, my gosh. God. I didn't know all that. See, we should check our own websites occasionally.
I know it. See, that's what happens. You ask a question, and then I ruined your Saturday morning with all that information.
That's right. You had to tell me all the facts.
That's all right. We'll get it all fixed and taken care of. All right. So every Saturday around this time, we stop. We take a break for trivia. So what is our topic today?
Okay. I wanted to go ahead and work the State Fair of Texas Big Tech Choice Awards. The finalists have just been announced on Wednesday.
Ooh.
Because we're getting closer and closer to State Fair time. As you know, all these people submit all these dishes. They want to try to win where their food will be put on the state fair. And so I've got the finalists right here in my hot hand this morning.
And these people are the ones, these are the ones that are in, or they're almost in?
They're almost in.
Okay.
This is a finalist who will be in line, whichever ones. And remember, the categories, there's two categories. The best sweet and the best savory treat is what it's going to be this year. The first one that they're excited about is deep-fried cheesy crab tater bites. Ever thought about a crab tater bite?
Oh, my word.
It starts with a blend of minced crab meat, shredded potato cheese, spices. They form that into a tater bite. That goes in the fryer. And when it gets golden brown, then they start with the crab meat then. Mm-hmm. And they make a cheesy Cajun sauce. And it starts with that. So then they put bell peppers. They do celery. They do onions. Then they saute this with melty American cheese and a secret Cajun spice mix. And then they put crawfish added to enhance the flavor. And then they put rich, silky, cheesy crawfish sauce on top.
Oh.
Can you imagine?
Yes, I can.
Now, that's Louisiana all the way.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. The crab meat, all this on it. Oh, my gosh.
And I know how you are about Cajun food, too. It's some of your favorite.
Oh, I'm crazy about it.
Yeah.
I am. And then the next one is deep fried pho.
Ooh.
Now, this is a southern dish with a Vietnamese comfort food. It's rich. It's a deep fried pho. They handcraft it, roll it up, deep fried Texas style. And then it's a blend. Every bite, you get a harmonious and succulent mouthful of noodles, slices of beef, fresh herbs, bean sprouts that's been slowly simmered for hours.
Ooh.
And then they take a side of pho broth for dipping, lime, jalapeno, cilantro, hoisin sauce, and sriracha.
Oh, my God. That sounds hot and delicious. Wow.
You talk about a kick. Ooh. That's going to have a heck of a kick, isn't it?
I was all comforted. I was set and very comfortable until you said the sriracha. And then I thought, oh, whoa, that's a little spice at the end. Wow.
Going to give a heck of a kick at the end.
Yeah.
And then the next one that's on there is loaded prized pizza.
Oh, my goodness.
They take pizza dough, hand toss it, stretch it onto a 16-inch pizza screen. Then they put a healthy amount of Texas buttermilk ranch dressing. Then they cover it with shredded mozzarella. Then a pile of yummy, crunchy, salted French fries. And then a smothering blanket of cheddar cheese. Finally, nothing tops off cheddar cheese fries than crunchy chopped bacon. They bake it, and it comes out like this. And it's tangy, cheesy, crunchy, one-of-a-kind pizza pie. Whoever heard of that in their life?
Oh, my goodness. I've got chills. My eyes are watering wanting some of this.
Now, then, the next one is excellent soul roll. You take beef oxtails. You simmer them for hours till they're tender, juicy, and full of flavor. Then you take chunks of meat, crumbled homemade cornbread, and pair it with rich butter, celery, and sweet onions. Then they roll it into a light and flaky, crispy spring roll and deep fry it. And they say this is Southern staple with a twist.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. Then we've got turkey ribs. Now, this is a new one. You take the best part of your turkey, you gently fry it, and you serve it with stuffing seasoned fries, homemade giblet gravy, a secret salsa recipe, and fries, jalapeno, and pickles. Now, the next one is called Biscoff Delight.
Ooh.
It's classic New York style cheesecake coated with Belgian chocolate. Yes, each bite reveals a symphony of an outer layer adorned with crushed Biscoff cookies.
Oh, my goodness.
Gives you a delightful crunch. Then you elevate this artwork with a drizzle of Lotus Biscoff. Spread cascades gracefully, and it gives you a caramelized touch.
Oh, I'm crazy about Biscoff anything, and then this just this is just getting better and better by the minute. Wow.
And now this is one of my favorites. It's Fernie's Fried Chicken Cherry Pie in the Sky.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh. It's pile of mode. It's lined with flaky, buttery pastry dough, then layered with tender crumb shortbread cookies, juicy and tart sweet cherries, a layer of blended short-cut cookies, and then they top it with light, airy pastry, hand-crimped, and after a quick dip in the fryer, the luscious dessert is topped with butter almond shortbread crumble. Give me the taste of your favorite cobbler and tangy cherry pie.
You got to be kidding me.
Then they go even farther. They serve it with bluebell, drizzled with cherry preserves, clouds of whipped cream, and then they garnish it with sugared dark sweet cherry. Now that'll kill you right there. That is divine.
Boy, you top anything with Bluebell, and you've got an instant hit. But boy, everything on top of that, goodness gracious.
Oh, my gosh. These people are going to be sick from all this.
Yeah.
And then they made a drink, a Texas Heat one. It said it's got summer fruits, crisp cucumbers, and fresh mint blended with homemade lemonade. Mm. And they submitted it. It's a refreshing drink in our Texas Heat, they said. And that was actually accepted as one of the entries that drink was.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't know who's going to win, but these are your finalists to get in.
Goodness gracious. Every one of them sounds like a winner. I was stuck.
I think they're all winners. They should accept all of them.
They should.
I mean,
wow. Ugh.
They started out with, 50 entries and pared it down every week. And these are your final entries to the fair for our new wonderful dishes.
Boy, you
and I don't think there's a bummer in the lot.
There's not. You started with a home run when you started with the crab tater bites. I thought, oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, crab meat, everything. Oh, who would have thought of that?
I know it. But man.
Then putting the sauce on it, crab meat sauce. Oh my gosh! I mean, I could just order that and I'd be fine.
I know. I already feel like I'm going into a food coma right now just thinking about it. And then what? Loaded fries?
Can you
pizza?
Imagine?
Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
Who comes
and,
up
and
with this?
And they're putting silky cheesy crawfish sauce on top.
Oh,
oh my gosh! Oh goodness! And crawfish is the best. I mean, there's not anything better than crawfish.
Oh, yeah.
I love crawfish etouffee. I love boiled crawfish. It just doesn't matter to me. If I can get my hands on crawfish and out of season, I'll buy them frozen even.
Yeah.
You know, when they're out of season. And thaw them out and cook them.
Yeah.
And they are wonderful.
You did Cajun. Was it Cajun? Was it Thanksgiving last year? You did
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
All Cajun.
Yeah.
Everything was. Oh, my gosh. The Cajun cornbread was to die for. It's the first time I'd ever had Cajun cornbread.
Mm.
You need that. Then we did the gumbo with shrimp in it. We did their corn, Louisiana corn. We just did everything.
Mm.
And but, you know, I was tired of just plain old turkey and just Southern style. I wanted to go all the way.
Mm-hmm.
And
that'll shake it up. Wow.
It did. And then we had the crab meat. Oh my gosh.
It just got better and better with every layer. Oh.
That's right. There's nothing better than wonderful food. Mm. And you know, the more you get, the more you want.
It's the truth. Wow.
It is.
Boy, and,
oh, Lord.
And I know the food at the fair, that's one of the things we always look forward to the most. But, boy, I don't remember a lineup of finalists in the past quite like this. It's interesting. I don't remember any kind of a barbecue. I know there was some ingredients, something like barbecue. I think the faux thing had some beef in it, marinated, I think it was. But I don't remember actual, like, straight-up barbecue. But, I mean, I know we've already got tons of it. But, boy, these things, the Biscoff Delight thing was, I mean, goodness gracious. It's going to be a winner no matter.
Oh, yeah. These things are rich.
Yeah.
They're so rich that you don't even need anything else. But, you know, everybody goes to the fair for the food because, remember, there's so many kinds of food at the fair. Oh, my gosh. And, of course, the corn dogs, Fletcher's have been there ever since I can remember. And they'll sell a million or so corn dogs during the fair.
Mm-hmm.
So, all the stuff we already like about the fair, now we're going to add these. A person is going to be ill time they try all this at the fair. And I need to tell people, they need to go online and order their tickets now and come to Dallas for this. Because, you know, it's once a year. It's the greatest thing about Texas. Our fair is the best. of any fair in the world.
Yeah.
And people need to come from all these towns, come and enjoy the fair, take the train down to the fair. You know, if you take the train, you don't get lost. You don't fight the crowds. You leave your car at the train station and just go down there and have a wonderful day. And you can stay 8 hours at the fair, and it's not too much.
It's never too much.
I mean, it's just not too much.
No. I mean, you're right. Parking is great. But I think this year, probably the food is going to be better this year than it ever has been. But boy, oh boy, there's just something about, you know, when the fair hits, it's like this, it's a great time of year. We're getting into fall-ish. It's right around the corner. The food is great. The sad thing is, though, the thing that bums me out is you have to have all these food items at the fair. It's not like you can just go to the store or go to a restaurant and get them after. This is the only time you can get a lot of these things. So you have to
eat. That's right. And people don't realize these people, individuals enter these contests, and they made these recipes up.
Yeah.
So you're not going to find it anywhere except at the fair.
Mm.
And, you know, every year it gets better. Now, remember in 20, when we had the crisis, we didn't open the fair. The fair closed for that year.
Yeah.
So we missed that year. So now it's bigger, it's better. There'll be over 2 million people that will attend the state fair.
Mm. We got
because they come
up
from all over Texas to do this.
Yeah, I'm sure they come from other states, too. They must. It's that
yes,
huge.
Yes, and it's 24 days. I think it runs 24 days.
Yeah.
There's plenty of time, and families need to come in, spend the weekend in Dallas. You know, I always say the weekend, because if you're coming from out of town, you'll probably come in on Friday night and stay till Sunday.
Yeah.
And it's not too long. It's a great time to be in Dallas. Dallas is one of the greatest cities on earth. You know, there's so much to do in Dallas. We have wonderful hotels, we have wonderful museums, we have basketball, we have so many things, you know, sports. To come to town, enjoy it all, and go home full as you can be.
If you leave the fair hungry, then there's a problem. You did something wrong.
There is a big problem. Bring cash. Lots of cash.
Oh, yeah.
Because remember, if you're at the fair, you're going to need cash.
Yeah.
So go to the bank and get your cash where you're prepared to do this.
Yeah.
And because you're going to want to do a whole bunch of things. You're going to want to ride a bunch of things. And remember, they'll have the judging of the preserves, all the handmade things that people have made. They'll have the car show. I mean, I could go on and on about all the things you can do at the fair.
Yeah.
And when it gets fair time, we'll go over everything again like we do every year. We'll talk about Big Tex again.
Mm.
He's the star of the show.
Yes. Yeah, it's almost like trying to cram in a year's worth of family fun in, like, if you stay for 3 days, it's like in 3 days. It's that much.
It is. It's so much. How can you do it all in that small amount of time? It's really hard. And a lot of people go more than one day if they live here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll go and say, well, we're going to do this much today, then we're going to do this much tomorrow, you know. And there'll be entertainment there. I just can't tell you all the things it'll be.
Yeah.
It's just a wonderful time. And to think they still make homemade things and go to the fair. Oh, did I tell you that Flint Gaines in my office, his wife last year got a blue ribbon.
Really?
She came in second for the things that she made and took to the fair.
She was
so excited. She's a school teacher. And she decided to make something and take it to the fair. And by golly, she won second.
Wow. I didn't know that.
I mean,
that's cool.
Yeah. It is really cool. I mean, it takes you back when you go to the fair. You know, when you see all these things, it takes you years back when life was simpler. I tell you. I mean, it's hard for us to believe life was ever a little simpler, but it was.
Yeah.
You know, people used to do all these things. I can remember seeing pictures of these people going to the fair, and it was amazing. You know, they'd have four or five kids in the car, and mom and dad, you know, and they'd come into Dallas from the farm, and they'd come in and spend the day at the fair. It's just, it creates a lot of memories going to the fair.
That's true. That's a good point. There is a lot of nostalgia with the fair. It's like, yeah, there's changes and improvements and things like that, but really the heart and soul of the fair is still the same. It's not like it's been overtaken with, you know, electronic gadgetry, and, you know, you still have the entertainment. You go and experience things. You don't watch it done for you on a screen. You get in the middle of things, you the sights, the smells, the whole atmosphere, just, you can't get that anyplace else, and that has stayed the same all these years. It's great.
And what I like is when you're walking up to the fair, I've never forgot, you start smelling the food.
Right.
You start smelling it before you ever get into the fair.
I know.
I mean, it's a wonderful time. I can't say enough about it. Anyway.
When is it? I know it's 24 days, but when does it actually start? Do you know?
I believe it's September 29th.
All right. So, yeah. So tickets are available now. And, yeah, it's
go online and get them early.
It's worth it.
Get them early where you know you're coming.
Yeah. Plan on spending several days, too. You're going to need it.
That's exactly right.
Oh, okay. My goodness. This is Your Money with Fay Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
I am so.
And we have not even had time to talk about annuities this morning.
Let's do that.
Let's go over it very quickly.
Okay.
Annuities, other than life settlement, is one of the greatest inventions. It started out at fixed rates. Now you've got indexes. You've got bonuses. The bonuses are bigger right now than they've ever been. The companies are all looking forward, so they're offering big bonuses right now. You can get a 12% bonus, or you can get a 20% bonus. The 12% bonus, every time you put money in for 7 years, you get a bonus on it. And then you can go into the indexes, and whatever you make, in addition to the bonus, is credited that year. So it's a win-win situation. A lot of people are going to want to do that extra bonus. There is a fee for that extra bonus. That extra bonus for 7%, there's a fee for it, but it has other things. At the end of your contract, it'll also give you 4% extra on your total. So whatever you've made, if you've got that extra rider that you bought, it gives you an extra 4%, plus it'll give you an extra 7% every year in addition to that 12.
Cool.
So an additional 7% if you take that little rider. So there's a lot of advantages right now. Annuities are, you know, they're guaranteed. They're tax deferred. You pay no taxes till you take it out. It's compound interest, so it's got a lot of really great features. And if people want to get out of the stock market and say, I'm through, an annuity is the greatest thing because it'll give you income for the rest of your life. Or you can say, I don't want any income for 5 years or 10 years and let it accumulate. You know, and there's no probate on annuities. It avoids probate, folks. So the rest of your estate is going to go to probate probably, but your annuity does not go to probate. So there's a lot of great things about annuities. I recommend annuities. I've got an awful lot of clients that are in annuities. Several of them called and are taking out more annuities because they want the safety and they want this bonus too.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, that 12% bonus or you can do the 20. It's up to you.
Cool.
There is a fee for that extra bonus, but a lot of people think it'd be worth it. So it depends what your situation is. But call us, talk to us about it, you know, then make up your mind which way you want to go.
And can we cover, in about 30 seconds, can we cover the risks for life settlements while we're at it?
Yes. There's two risks. The first risk and the greatest risk is it could go over and you would have to pay premiums. But it's all in the contract, and it'll tell you up front what the risk is, what the premium would be, if it goes over. So you know in advance about that risk. The other risk is, remember, It is not liquid till it matures. When it matures, it is liquid, and I think everybody knows that. You don't get paid early. You get paid when it matures, and not in the middle of the contract, okay?
Cool.
So that's the risk.
So I assume you have availability this coming week to talk to some folks about either annuities or life settlements, yes?
I do.
Cool. All right, so one last time, Faye, what is your phone number for people to call you?
Okay, it's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby, sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold.
This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.